You know, I don't really know that I comprehend or can put my arms around Satan and God and the huge battle, the huge warfare, the huge conflict in the heavenlies. I don't know if I can really understand that. The more I tried to prepare for this teaching and think about it and get my arms around it, I got overwhelmed. I really got kind of overwhelmed. I said, what? All the stuff. There's this Lucifer guy and he got thrown down from heaven with all his angels. And now there's a conflict. There's a difference. There's good and evil. There's light and dark. And there's all this stuff swirling around us that we can't even see or comprehend or get. And then in my humanness, in my own little self, I just need to know from my view, from my window, what's that mean to me? How can I deal with that? I know that Satan is a liar. He lies to my wife. I don't like that. I hate that. That's one reason I hate him. There's not many things I don't hate that I do hate. I know I hate those little bullhead. I hate those little bullhead thorn things that when you're hiking you step on them. Those I know I hate. And I know my kids hate them because I've taught them to hate bullhead and destroy them in our yard. You know, and my experiences with Satan, I don't know that I fully understand everything. I've had quite a few people come to me and tell me that they're demon-possessed and ask if I would pray with them. And I have, in faith. I didn't know what else to do. Lots of times in the Bible, it will say, you know, the disciples, they chased out these demons. Jesus did it. I think it's real. I believe them. I believe there's some people that are tormented by Satan. I believe that there's some people that are possessed. In the Trib a couple weeks ago, it talked about a church in the valley that was performing exorcisms. I don't know. I've prayed for people before. I don't understand it. And I don't get it for sure. But I do. I am convinced, and the Bible teaches, that Satan is real. Just as God is real. Just as Jesus Christ is real, Satan is real. And there's this conflict going on. There's this opposition. There's this warfare. And we're placed right in the middle of it. So how do I deal with that in my little world, from my view, from my window? Let's take a look. Who is Satan and why do I hate him? Well, I'm trying to figure it out because... And, you know, I'm learning with you. I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit is going to be here today and God's going to show us something. Because I hope you came to hear from God, because you certainly, I'm just a guy trying to figure this out just like the rest of you. And one more verse that I've clung to this week is no harm befalls the righteous. A brother shared that with me this week and I've just clung to that. No harm befalls the righteous. So as I prepared for this, yes, there were some spiritual battles in my own life. Surprise, surprise. But there's verses like that. No harm. I was in a secure place. No harm befalls the righteous. Righteous by Christ's death on the cross. I am righteous. God made sure of it. Okay, let's look at hate first. Okay, what's the definition of hate? Now, maybe I look like a guy that hates all the time, but I don't think I am. Intense hostility and aversion, usually deriving from fear, anger, or sense of injury. Extreme dislike or antipathy. Okay, yeah, that's how I feel about Satan. Here's some names of Satan. He's the enemy. Did you know he had an enemy? An adversary? Did you know he had an adversary? Devil, accuser, Beelzebub, deceiver of the whole world, the great dragon, the evil one, the father of lies, the tempter. No wonder I hate him. So what do I do to that? What do I do with that emotion? What does God call me to do with that? Let's look at some verses. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of the old, who is called the devil or Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to earth and his angels were thrown down with him. My goodness, that sounds like just a movie to me. Wow, that's spectacular. And this is God talking to you and to me in truth through His Word. Be of sober spirit, be on alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren around the world. I like that, brethren. Everyone is in the same battle. It's not just me. It's not just you. Some days I think it's just me. Oh, woe is me. This is my battle. I'm getting thumped on. Oh, how come I'm in the spiritual battle and these people over here are on easy street? Sometimes I think it's just me. I had some financial, I'll just call them hiccups, that happened last week during the Time to Build series. And I was faced with some challenges. I made some poor decisions. I took some money out of my 401k to try and clear my debt. But I didn't set money aside to eventually pay that penalty from my tax man. And wham, it showed up right around the Time to Build series. And I just had the hardest time grappling with finances and being in debt and having to pay a bill that I didn't get a car for or something. And what sprung from it, and the way Satan just flared up and tried to tempt me and make me angry, and I did get angry, and I did flare up, but God used it for good. For a good part of the week, I was going around apologizing to my wife. Oh, will you please forgive me for treating you like that, for being uptight? Oh, to my kids, will you please forgive me? God used it for good, because I had to humble myself for my family. And sometimes it's so hard to be an object lesson. But it's a good thing. I want to be in that fight. I want God to chip on my character and make me the man that He wants me to be. I don't want to step out of that. That's my temptation. That's my desires. Oh, no, don't do that to me. I'm doing fine over here. But no, what I need to do is be a man that I've been called to be and step into that. Yes, God, build this character. Yes. Oh, that hurts so good. Praise you, God. And that's not an easy thing to do, but I think it's what God has called us to do. This is Jesus. And to me, when Jesus is speaking here, I think that he's pretty stern. I think he's pretty sober of spirit, and I think he's pretty fed up with the situation. He's talking to some Jews, and he says, you are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and a father of lies. I can just see my father just stern and just tell it like it is, just telling the truth. Because he is the father of lies. And they must have, after they heard that, they must have went, whoa, okay. There's no getting around that. A little clip here from someone emailed me. And you need to watch real close. It's kind of understanding. We might want to dim these lights a little bit too. But watch real close in the email. In the first part of the email, it kind of talks about you're watching this car driving down this road, and then this little smoke kind of puffs up and it kind of appears. And you make your own call on what you think it is. I don't know. And I don't know what Satan looks like. Maybe something like this. But we'll go ahead and show that, and you tell me what you think.